All right, we have returned from closed session. It's almost 10 o'clock this evening. We will now start our regular session of the meeting. We'll start this evening's meeting with an invocation. Please rise. Mr. Spence, would you?
Our kind of gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful that we're able to gather here as concerned citizens, and we're grateful for this process and that people have the ability to be heard. And we're grateful, Father, for the people that spend so much time dedicated to this district. And we ask a blessing upon them. And we ask a blessing upon those who are ill. And bless them, Father, and with comfort. And this we pray in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Will you please join me in our salute to our flag? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mrs. Miranda Higgins?
Here.
Mrs. Schumacher?
Here.
Mrs. Cole?
Here.
Mr. Spence?
Here.
Ms. Michella?
Here.
Mrs. Davis?
Here.
This evening in closed session, the following actions were taken. The following action was taken in closed session May 10th, 2011, with subsequent action being reported out in open session as required by laws. Moved by Cami Polis, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, that the following student has completed his terms and conditions of expulsion and has been approved by the Board of Education for readmission to the West Covina Unified School District. Student number 196596, to lift the expulsion and enroll at West Covina High School, and the vote was 5-0. The following action was closed session. It was moved by Cami Polis, seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez, and approved to expel the following pupils from the schools of the district. Student number 187825, violation of Education Code 48900G, theft. Student number 1793370, Education Code 48900K and 48915A2. Possession of a knife and disruption. These pupils are expelled and will not be eligible to apply for readmission until the date set in their rehabilitation plans. And that item passed 5-0. The Board of Education approved the settlement of a special education due process hearing, case number 2010120904. Settlement was approved to provide money for special education services and to avoid protracted litigation without any admission of district liability. It was moved by Cami Polis, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, and the vote on that item was 5-0. We have no other items to report out this evening. We will, however, continue our closed session deliberations from this evening until, I believe, will be Thursday after our special meeting on Thursday at that time. Any other Board of Education report this evening? Kenny? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir? No? Student representatives report?
For the academic report, we're basically just finishing our CSTs for the underclassmen, and also AP testing ends this week. Graduation is coming up, so seniors are just turning in their paperwork and their contracts. And for our activities report, we just had track compete at the Hacienda League track finals, and we're advancing to CIF. BJ Lee took first in the 100-meter and first in 200. Jimmy Frazier took second in the 110 hurdles. Charles Tucker took third in the 110 hurdles. Laron Mayfield second in 300 hurdles. Boys, the 4x100 meter relay, we got third. And then also Taylor Bernhardt, she got first in pole vaulting, and this is her fourth time in a row, so all 4 years. And then our drumline and percussion ensemble, we took second at the Scholastic World Division at the ADLA in San Marcos. Color Guard, third at the WGASC at the championships at Edison High School. Fourth place at WGASC championships at UCI. And drama, they're having their spring play right now. It's Picasso, and it's $7. If you guys can go, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's a great play. It was really funny. Our robotics team, they just went to their semifinals. There was 352 schools, and they took first place within those, and then they went on to the world, the finals. But unfortunately, we got eliminated. But just getting first in the first part was great. And then our tryouts for fine arts are going on. Bradley Yohala was named the SGV Tribune All Area Wrestler. And also our prom tickets are now on sale, and prom is next week at the Aquarium of the Pacific.
I know it is late this evening, and certainly if you need to take care of other matters, you're certainly welcome to go. Thank you very much for your time this evening, and thank you for your report. Next item on the agenda is items from the floor, public comment. I do not have any specific requests to speak. Would anybody like to address the board at this time regarding matters on the agenda? Seeing none, we will move on to the approval to the business session organization approval of the agenda and consent items. Is there anybody that would like to remove anything from agenda or add to the consent agenda?
I want to take off 20.
20?
We put on 14, 15.
Objections to 14 and 15.
And how long is 10?
How long is?
Yeah, I mean, is that something that we could put off, or?
You can put it off. You could postpone it.
Table it.
Mm-hmm.
Any objections with that?
Sorry, Tandy.
Who is that? Oh, Tandy? I'm sorry. Is that right? Thank you.
But you're all ready for the next time.
Mm-mm.
13 we have to do.
All right, so what I have so far this evening is same request to table item number 10 and add to consent item number 14 and 15. And to remove from consent item number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to that, please?
So moved.
I'll second it.
It's been moved by Mike Spence, seconded by Cami Polis, to approve the agenda consent items as amended.
Mr. Cox.
As stated.
Item 6 is going to come off the agenda at the request of the group that requested to be on the agenda.
Item number 6 is on consent.
Yes.
So you just
removed.
Delete it?
Mm-hmm. Delete.
Completely?
Completely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does anybody wish to change their motion?
Yes, I move.
So moved. Emmy? Second. Okay, so it's moved and seconded to approve the agenda consent items for the regular meeting. Any objections? Hearing none, the item is so ordered. We'll then move to item number 8, discussion on the East San Gabriel Valley Special Education Local Planning Area Plan.
Mrs. Valentine.
Yes, good evening. Earlier this year, the SOPA proposed a change in its governance language in the local plan area and also amended their membership list. At that time, the board voted no on that item. The two were combined at the time, both the change to the governance language and the membership list. SELPA has requested the board reconsider the membership districts as listed on page 8A.
But not the leadership, not formula.
Correct.
I'll go ahead and move this item.
I have a question. I thought we had originally not approved this because of the governance structure, and we were not going to approve adding members until the governance structure and funding structure was corrected.
No, they were changing the governance structure.
Yeah, exactly. And the
but
funding,
they didn't change it.
And they haven't changed it yet because we haven't approved it yet.
That's correct.
And then, so now we're saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and approve a membership list with new members.
Right. They asked us to bring it back to you because they have to have 100% of the districts that are in the SELPA say that they can do this. And they wanted us to go back one more time and ask you if they can add these.
Yeah, but they're not changing the governance structure. Isn't that what I asked?
Correct. Yeah. The language to the governance portion of the
was stricken.
Remains the same. It's just the membership list.
But the governance structure was the issue, and adding new members mm-hmm. will change the governance structure because it will have two new board superintendent's council members. The funding of the membership is affected by people that are admitted into our SELPA. And so it was my understanding when we voted it down last time, part of the reason we voted down the membership list and the governance structure was because we were not going to approve any changes until the governance structure was fixed in such a way that it was not detrimental to West Covina Unified.
No, they were going to make it. I thought they were making it detrimental because they were going to take away the unanimous part of it.
That too. But
that they're not doing.
But one of the other reasons we weren't adding new members was because we have questions about their funding model right now. And what I'm hearing is the funding model has not been fixed, so why would we add two new members, which could potentially take money away from West Covina Unified?
I thought they did fix the model. It's better. I thought the model was better. Am I wrong?
We're not there yet. I would say that in terms of what is happening with this, there's an IQ Academy. Is that one of them, Ellie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. IQ Academy belongs to Roland Unified. There was a discussion about Roland Unified Superintendent being on the SELPA board. She doesn't want to do that. She wants to keep the IQ as part of the charter schools in Roland, but they don't take any charters into their SELPA. So therefore, these folks are looking for a SELPA to belong to. And that was a huge issue, as Ms. Shoemaker has explained.
I'm sorry, that was an issue with when we were trying to find a place to go to, because Roland wouldn't let us into their SELPA. But I'm still confused, because my understanding was when this was brought to us before was the governance structure, they were trying to change it so it didn't have to be unanimous. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that part of the governance structure is the same.
Correct.
What do we mean the same?
Where it's
unanimous. And then,
every governing board must
approve. And then the second part of that, though, was the funding model. But I thought when we had the presentation from school services, they talked about how there were changes in the funding model. But it might not be completely there yet, but there were changes. Am I wrong?
They basically have changed it somewhat. There are still audits going on and issues that continue to evolve there. And as you know, the director is not going to be there. She is moving
she's
to. She's going to be gone. So there's just a lot of new membership in that area, and they're looking for legal counsel to explain this whole, you know, what the weight of the vote would be for IQ. What's the
oh,
weight?
I see.
You know.
Okay.
So it will change voting. It will change membership. It will change votes.
How will it change that if we haven't changed the governance structure that it has to be unanimous?
Because there's now two more schools who have a vote.
No, but it has to be unanimous. So, I mean, we still have.
No, it has to be unanimous that they be allowed in.
Yeah, but I thought did the governance structure change that it's not doesn't require everyone anymore?
I think the proposed change in governance was that a majority vote of the superintendent's council
mm-hmm, right.
would allow for membership. That did not pass.
We didn't pay, yeah.
So now it remains that it
okay.
needs to be the majority vote of the superintendent, and then each governing board
has to sign off.
To
okay.
approve. And that was not passed.
Okay.
But the director did send
gotcha.
This back requesting approval of the membership list.
And so issues of the funding model still have not been finalized. And so we would be adding two new members.
To that.
Yes. And for that part, it only needs the majority vote of the superintendent's council for the funding model and changes.
Gotcha.
Kenny?
I'm going to be voting no on this because I believe that the issues that we tried to address the last time we voted no have not been resolved. So I will be, I mean...
Well, I don't think there was a second to anything, so...
Right.
Well, we've not moved any. There's not a motion. I'm just asking for comments, if there's any other comments.
Yeah.
You have anything? No. Okay, is there a motion for this item? This is the San Gabriel Valley Special Education Local Planning Area Plan to approve the plan as presented. Is there a motion? with that, the item dies. We'll go on to item number... fail to get a motion and dies, I guess.
I have a quick question. The last time we voted on these items, you actually needed a no vote. Does that still stand? Or is... I know it was more than just not having a first and a second. You actually needed a no vote.
Correct.
Okay, so can I move to not approve the local plan as presented?
Again?
Yes.
To not approve.
Again?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so...
All right. So the motion is to not approve the local plan as presented.
Can we just combine 8 and 9?
Yes.
Well,
that's fine. I move that we not approve the local plan as presented for San Jose Edison Academy and West Covina Unified.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Kelly Polis, to not approve the local plan for the East San Gabriel Valley Special Education Local Planning Area Plan and to the East San Gabriel Valley Special Education Local Planning Area Plan for San Jose Edison Academy. Go ahead before I take the vote.
Okay, thank you. A question. I understand for our own district, we're not approving it for our own district. But this time around, Edison has it looks like Ms. Cooper is trying to say that they support the thing. So.
That's the same privileges we have up here.
So what is the impact of? What is the impact if we vote no for our district, but this is something Edison wants to do for themselves?
It would still hurt us.
Okay.
Yeah, at this point in time.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any objections? Motion is passed 5-0. That takes care of both 8 and 9. Item 10 is...
Tabled.
Items... 14 and 15 are consent. Item number 16, our quarterly report on the Williams Valenzuela KC lawsuit settlement for the third quarter report of complaints and resolutions.
Mr. Seaman.
I'm happy to report for the third quarter we had no complaints and obviously no resolutions.
Next item on the agenda is the item number 20, resolution of interfund transfers.
Yeah, I took that out. Is that the same fund we took $1 million out for, and we're transferring back in?
Mrs. Baston.
$132,000.
This motion is separate. This is something that's been done annually since about 2005.
Right, but is this going back in the same fund we transferred $1 million out?
The whole million didn't come out of the account, but part of the transfer did.
Okay, so this is moving money back into it?
Right. We do this annually, the $182,000. We will be coming back to the board next month. About that $1 million, since it hasn't been used, that was a contingency cash flow. That would be moved back.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Thank you. I'll move this item.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Mike Spence, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, to adopt the resolution authorizing the interfund transfer as presented. Are there any objections? Motion is so ordered. Any other board discussion items, Mr. Spence?
If it'd be possible, if you could close in the memory of Richard Kinsler, Mr. K, who passed away. And I think they're trying to organize a service for July 9th, but he was a longtime choir director at Edgewood and then at West Covina.
Absolutely. Thank you. I hadn't heard that. I'm sorry to hear.
I just wanted to know what the update was on Building F. At our last meeting, it was done. It was complete. We were just waiting for...
Where's Mr. Sims?
We'll get that. We'll discuss that Thursday night.
Okay. Thank you.
Dates to remember. May 11th is the day of the teacher. May 12th, we have a special board meeting, a special board of education meeting. May 15th to the 20th is Classified Employees Week, and on May 24th, we have a Board of Education meeting. With that, we will adjourn this meeting of the Board of Education, May 10th, 2011, at 10:20, and do so in memory of Mr. Richard Kinsler, who gave a tremendous amount to our district as a teacher at West Covina. West Covina High School as the choral director. And was a fine man.
And Edgewood.
I'm sorry? And Edgewood. All right. With that, we are adjourned.